Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Welcome back to another Imperfect Marketing Brief. All right, you set your goals for an amazing year. You have 7 to 10 goals for your personal and professional success. And you've got nearly a month under your belt right now, right? Goals are a lot like New Year's resolutions. According to Discover Happy Habits, after 1 week, 75% of those who make a New Year's resolution are still successful in keeping it. After 2 weeks, the number drops to 71%. After 1 month, the number drops again to 64%, and after 6 months, only 46% are still successful. I must admit that those numbers were much higher than I actually expected. According to one study that Discover Happy Habits was talking about, people either, they failed because they either had unrealistic goals, didn't keep track of their progress, or they forgot about their resolutions entirely. So, we can get rid of forgetting because you've written down your goals, right? While they're not resolutions, a lot of the same rules apply. So write them down. All right, but your goals might have been stretch goals. Hopefully they're not unrealistic, but it doesn't mean that they can't be stretch goals. This only really leaves tracking your progress as a barrier to success. Now, how do you track your progress? Well, I believe in measuring KPIs, or key performance indicators. If you have a revenue goal, I want you to think about what drives that revenue. Is it lunch meetings, presentations? What do you do that drives up sales? These are activities that you do to make this happen. So I remember one of my friends was talking about his marketing funnel. And when he moves back, he needs a certain number of presentations to close a certain number of deals. He needs a certain number of meetings to get the presentation appointments. And then he needs a certain number of networking calls and contacts to get those meetings that lead to the presentations. That's how he's able to judge whether or not he's going to be able to hit his revenue goal, because he has an idea as to how much he's going to close. Now, with service-based businesses, a lot of times it's contacts like that. How many people are you speaking with each month, week, day? How many contacts are you making on LinkedIn or email or networking events? What's the size of your email marketing list? How many people are unsubscribing? It's going to vary, but for most service-based businesses, it's all about staying top of mind with those who need your services or those who know people who need your services. For online businesses, it may be a little bit different. It's a little bit more email list driven in my world, or website traffic driven, or even things like how you can rank for certain keywords on Google. But determining your KPIs or your key performance indicators can be very challenging if you don't fully understand what drives your business. This is the key. I remember when I was starting out with my marketing services agency, if I had meetings, I would get referrals and more introductions. So meetings led to referrals, introductions, eventually sales presentations, and business. If I didn't have meetings, it would be a slow week. So I filled up meetings. But on those weeks, I didn't have time. When I was full of meetings, I didn't have time to schedule more meetings for the following week because I was so busy. Then I would have a quiet week and the cycle would start again. I would fill up the next week with a ton of meetings, and then I wouldn't have any time to schedule meetings for the following week. It was full of ups and downs, and overall wasn't a real good way for me to do things because business would slow down every other week. So I made a goal of having like a coffee. Now, I don't drink coffee, so I was drinking tea or Diet Coke, or a one-to-one meeting with no more than 2 people a day. I would track my meetings that I had scheduled and look to achieve 10 meetings a week with prospects, referral partners, or others I'd been introduced to. And that was the focus. It gave me time to build my business and still get some work done with my clients while making contacts with others. Those meetings I had led to 90% of the business I got. Pretty simple, right? Well, that was one of my KPIs. Now, with my coaching and online course business, I'm tracking things a little bit differently. I'm tracking leads through my Facebook ads and how much they cost per lead. I am tracking email signups, email unsubscribes, and then unsubscribes. This is shifting from my old list in business, so I don't put a lot of focus on it yet, but I do look to see how long someone's been on my list before they've unsubscribed. Webinar signups, live webinar attendees, that's when I'm launching a course. Podcast downloads and email list growth from the links that I put in the show notes. I'm working on some social media KPIs and adding those into the business, but I haven't fully seen that any are really driving my business forward. So I'm still looking and tracking a bunch of metrics. They're just not solidified and fully defined to see what the key performance metrics are. So if you're looking to track your metrics and performance, let's get going. I do have a tracker you can get in the show notes of this show or at kendracorman.com/tracker. It's one that I use specifically for email marketing to track performance. And since email marketing has such a big impact on your top of mind awareness, it works for every business. So what do you track? I'd love to hear. What are your KPIs? I'd love to know what's helping you achieve your goals. And if you don't mind, if you got something out of this show, please rate and subscribe if you enjoy. I'd appreciate your support. Have a great day, and I'll see you next week on another Imperfect Marketing Brief. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.